looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
I could get that excited about Buck.
Nothing! Are you kidding? Kate 73! Johnson! Maven! R! I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity! Your name in print that makes people! I'm in print! Things are going to start happening to me now.
And we are live in the studio, Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. And today's show is all about thinking big. That's probably one of my favorite movies of all time, Barbie. The Jerk, Steve Martin. The new phone books are here. Oh, my goodness. All right, kids. All right. I've been teasing y'all for the last couple of weeks about this big announcement. Since we're talking about thinking big, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. May I have that drum roll, please, Barb? She's finding the drum roll. Come on, Barbaloo. Wow. Is this a message? Apparently she can't find the drum roll. There. I'll just do the drum roll. We had a drum roll. All right. Here it is. Here's the big announcement. This will be my last show on Contact Talk Radio. All right. Good. Done. Barb's over there laughing her head off. Yep, kids, this is my last show. This has been such an amazing year and a half. I can't even begin to tell you. I am so grateful for the opportunity to hang out with all of you each week and preach and teach and laugh and connect. And hopefully I've helped expand your idea of yourself. And your life, and most important, your idea of God. And there's new adventures awaiting me. And actually, God and I are still working out the details of those specific adventures. But I can tell you this. I do plan on being behind the mic again, or some version thereof, in the not very distant future. So here's how to stay in the loop and find out what, where, and when. You can log onto my website, www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. And check out the blog page. And you can subscribe to the blog by clicking on the link at the top right of that page. I'm doing the blog differently than I did before. Now it's going to be short and sweet, little snippets of inspiration, prayers, poems, questions, things to think about, cosmic critters every once in a while. And I'm going to actually be frequent this time. Last time with the blog was pretty sad, like every 6 months. But see, I won't be writing a novel with every entry this time, so I can keep up and you can keep up. So, and I also want to encourage you to fill out the contact form, the top right of any of the other pages on my site. Give me your name and email address so I can put you on my newsletter list. I will be sending out newsletters. But the blog will be the way to find out what's new, what's going on. I'll keep everybody informed and keep you inspired that away. So we are going to do one last cosmic critter. And is the doctor in?
Walk with the animals. Talk with the animals. Grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Yes, Barb is running over the top of everything I'm saying today. We're going out with a bang, kids, not a whimper. And I'm not kidding you. Here's who showed up today. It couldn't be more appropriate. Crow is here. Crow says you're on the verge of manifesting something you've been working toward for a while. Be very watchful over the next couple of days for any clear omens or signs that will guide you and teach you. Expect a big change very soon. You've noticed something that's out of balance or an injustice that hasn't been addressed, and it's important to speak up about it. And finally, you're about to get a glimpse into some future event that affects you directly. Expect a big change very soon. Thank you, God, for that message. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to dive into today's very important topic, which is thinking big. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Do not go away.
With your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
We're back. So we're talking about thinking big today. Thinking big. That's pretty much the culmination of everything we've ever discussed on this show. And it's really what it all comes down to. Here's the deal. God is asking to be expressed in the world and seen through each one of us, through the manifestation of our dreams and our aspirations, through the way we live our lives. And here's a newsflash, kids. God is huge. Okay? God is huge. Look at the current astrological transits. Jan Van Eiselstein's been on the show with us a bunch of times talking about this. Over and over, we're being pushed to pioneer new creative ways to do things. The old structures are crumbling. Oppression is being challenged and overthrown. And in order to do anything new or untried, we have to first expand our vision of ourselves and our experience. Otherwise, we can't accept the idea of something that we have no parameters for. And the universe is always expanding. I've talked to you about that before, too. The ebb of the tide is merely the setup for the flow, and contraction always precipitates expansion. And God is most definitely all about the upgrade. He really is. We've talked about that a bunch of times, too. But God can only do for us what he can do through us. And we actually set the parameters of his power through our own beliefs in limitation. So actually, we're going to go to the phone line. I got my my girl Liz on the line today. Elizabeth, are you there, darling?
I am here.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So I got Liz to call in today because she and I have been having some pretty powerful conversations about this thinking big thing. And she had some interesting insight into that. So talk to me, girl.
Yeah, well, yeah, thanks to you. I'm working on the thinking big thing, which is it's been an ongoing challenge.
Yes.
And I realized that the biggest challenge for me is that my human self will look at the things that I'm trying to create or manifest and see stuff that's not happening and automatically think that must be thinking too big
right.
for those things to happen.
Right.
And so just in the recognition of that, when I can take a step back from that and realize that, that's true. But what the bigger truth is, you know, God wants me to think bigger. And
yeah.
So I, in looking at the things I want to manifest, I've been focusing on, you know, pushing myself to go beyond what's there. I
yes.
can't, you know, I can't even in a lot of ways imagine what's there, but I'm hoping, this is my theory, that by expanding beyond that, I make room for it to grow. So.
Exactly. And that's such a, the reason I wanted to talk about this with you today is because that is probably, if not the most common reaction that people have to writing down their goals and dreams and doing the vision, you know, doing the vision boards or thinking, you know, envisioning what it is they want, the thinking positive, the affirmation, all that stuff is so powerful. But yeah, what do you do if you can't even imagine what you're trying to create? And the thinking big process, here's the good news. Our imagination is unlimited. You ask a child what they want to be. Just go to any elementary school and ask any, you know, average kindergartner what they want to be when they grow up. And they'll tell you they want to be an NFL quarterback, the president of the United States, and a fireman. And unless some, you know, fear-based adult tells them they can't,
some fear-based human.
What's that?
Until some fear-based human tells them
exactly.
they can't.
Tells them that they can't, then they would do that. They would go on and they would probably accomplish all those things if they truly were allowed to work within that gigantic structure. And so you're absolutely right. If you can expand your thinking using your imagination, then it gives God a bigger landing pad, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a fine line because we are limited as human beings. We can't possibly see everything that God sees, but we have to at least get our thinking in line. We have to be in the right mind because God has to be able to communicate with us to guide us to those big things. Right. And
right.
we can't understand and interpret his messages if we're going through this really narrow channel of what seems realistic. So, yeah, do you have any specific tips or anything specifically that you've been working with to help you expand your thinking, you know, when you come
well,
up against that?
Just as you were talking, I'm recognizing that as I give more detail to the things that I want to manifest, or, you know, I move, you know, I play around in my imagination with moving the timeline up, or I think bigger in some way.
Right.
It's like every time I do that, I get more committed to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in a bigger way.
Yeah, yeah.
And as opposed to what I've done in the past is to, you know, make those lists and then forget about them.
Yeah, yeah. And wow, that's probably not going to have
no.
quite the magical impact as
no.
it, as it is when you work with them. But there's also then this point, and this is why this stuff is challenging, Because there's a fine line between working something too hard, in other words, trying to force it, trying to push it to happen. And so what's key to all of this is the relationship with God, trusting the guidance that God is giving you. Because I'll tell you what, God will absolutely let you know when it is time to set that list aside. He will absolutely let you know. And the way you know the guidance is you get that internal feeling, that gut feeling that just feels like the right thing to do. And you set that list aside because it's basically you've sent the order form in and they're now processing it in the cosmic warehouse. And, you know, it's not going to benefit you or the angels to be on the phone every single day checking to see if they're filling that order. It's right. Probably going to cause more problems than not. So, that's a great way to recognize that you have to work your imagination. You have to work those visions by getting as detailed as you humanly can, always with the attitude, this or something better, right? This or something better, Lord, your will, not mine. And then have the expectation that God's going to dazzle you. You know, I think that's really a key factor. And I know for myself, even dealing with the things that are coming in my world right now, I have this definitive sense of standing on the edge of the cliff. And I have definitely jumped off that cliff a billion and a half times. And I know full well that I always sprout wings, sometimes, you know, 2 seconds before I land face first in the dirt. But I always sprout wings. And so it's getting a little bit easier for me to have that sense of faith and trust that, you know, as I follow that guidance and I take that huge leap into the unknown, that God's going to more than meet me halfway and carry me to something I can't even imagine right now. But, you know, there's those little human moments, and those are the moments. That's why prayer is important. You know, that's why the prayer thing is important. So awesome. Well, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you coming on board and talking about that, because that's a crucial piece of this. It's so easy. When prayers aren't answered, it's so easy to believe it's because we're asking for too much. But I'll tell you what, 9 times out of 10, it's a timing issue.
Right.
And then there's another percentage of the time when you're actually not asking for big enough. You're asking for $1,000 and God has a million for you. And, you know, he's not going to cut into that million because he wants you to be ready for the big things. So,
yeah, absolutely.
All right, girlfriend. Well, thanks for calling. I love you.
Thanks for having me on. I love you. I've loved your show, and I can't wait to see what comes next for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. So, yeah, the whole, you know, envisioning and imagining is so challenging, or can be so challenging. So here's where we have to talk one last time about belief systems. Remember that belief systems are the laws that we live by. They're programmed ideas about cause and effect, about ourselves and the world around us, and they're handed down through culture, through family influences, and they are rooted in the psyche by way of the neural pathways in the brain. So it's an emotional and a physiological thing. And they're rooted there between birth and 7 years of age. So you're getting them early on, and then you're living them out as you go through your life. And in addition, we come into any given lifetime with karmic or past life beliefs. Those are carried in a very similar way in both the psyche and the physical brain. And then there are the parts or the subpersonalities of the psyche. Y'all have heard me chat about that many times. And the parts are the ones that run those neural pathways. They keep them all lubed up and clean and everything, you know, like a well-oiled machine in that brain. And so all of those things together will absolutely stop you in your tracks from thinking bigger. There's no question about it. And every single one of us has got limiting beliefs. That's part and parcel of the human experience. Limitation stems from safety. Safety is hardwired in the human psyche, in that fight or flight survival instinct. So you're going to have limiting beliefs. All right. That's just the way it works. The key factor is, are you going to stay in your limitations? Are you going to do the work, you know, that's available to do and take the risk to heal those things? In order to truly change those belief systems, you need to get help in the form of specific counseling that works with the neuropathways of the brain. NLP-based techniques, rapid eye therapy, or EFT, that emotional freedom technique, which is tapping the energy meridians of the body. Those are just several of the ways that you can actually work to shift and heal the belief systems. And then you have to get your mind in line with the divine. You have to be open to what God is telling you through affirmative prayer, visualization, and other self-help techniques. Most important, you have to cultivate an intimate relationship with God. You have to trust that not only has God handpicked you to walk in the world for him in a specific, divinely destined way, he will also protect you and provide for you every step of the way. And I will say it one more time, when your prayers have not been answered, it's oftentimes because you're not thinking big enough. I know, a little scary, isn't it? So what if you don't know what you want to think big about? Or even have the remotest idea what thinking big might look like? Well, here's where the treasure truly is in the darkness. And how many times have y'all heard me say that? I want you to look back at your greatest disappointments or failures. Not kidding you. The greatest disappointments or failures you've ever experienced, they hold the key to your dreams. A situation can only be a disappointment or be judged as a failure if it doesn't live up to some idea, vision, or expectation. All right? Therein lies the seeds of your biggest dreams and your biggest failures. So, for instance, let's say you applied for what seemed like your dream job, right? And you didn't get it. So what was it about that job that made it so perfect? And here's where you want to pay attention to motive, okay? This is a key factor. Did you seek that particular dream thing out of desire or fear? In other words, was it the perfect job because it would fulfill your desire for greater creative expression and prosperity? Or did it seem perfect because at the time you were out of work and scared you couldn't make the rent? Okay, so you gotta be clear with yourself what your motive was. But if you honestly assess your disappointments and failures, you can gather the components of what you were seeking that fit the divine plan. Remember, we've talked about the divine plan umpty-ump times as well. Both Florence Scovel Shinn and Catherine Ponder talk all the time about the divine plan. The divine plan consists of four cornerstones of true happiness. And here they are: health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. Health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. Not a little bit of health. Not just enough money to get by. All right? But perfect divine expression of God in human form. Health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. So if you're still not clear, even after you go back and you reassess and you dig through your past disappointments, etc., if you're still not clear, then pray for the divine plan to unfold, because the divine plan is the manifestation of God in the human experience. And as we said before, God is huge, huge. And divine plan prayers are supremely powerful because you don't have to have any specific details about your experience or your world. You can just start to claim the divine plan, pray for the divine plan, pray that it unfolds in clear, distinct experiences, and you will start to get those details like Liz was talking about earlier. Then you can start to flesh out more and more those dreams and desires that you have. I'm not kidding you. It's work. It takes work. I'm telling you, this is not an overnight thing, all right? Ask, believe, and receive seems really easy, doesn't it? It's a three-part, magic bullet formula. But let me tell you what, you got to be asking, believing, and receiving every minute of every day for quite a period of time. Got to trust that divine timing thing. And speaking of huge, I've very recently become quite a fan of Joel Osteen. He's the pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. It's a non-denominational Christian church with the largest congregation in the U.S., literally some 43,500 people in attendance each week. and thousands and thousands more through televised things that he does. And I really dig him. I just think he's really cool. He has a great attitude, and he is one of the only Christian pastors that I've ever heard talk about, you know, that God wants you to prosper. God wants you to have awesome, amazing things. And here's my favorite quote from him. I actually printed this up. I have it hanging up in my office at home, and I refer to it frequently, and it is this. He says, "Be a big dreamer. Don't make little plans." Be a big dreamer. Don't make little plans. I think probably the hardest part of that is the fear of disappointment. Isn't that terrifying? I mean, what happens? What happens if you just grab onto that amazing thing that you want so bad? That longing is so huge in you, and you give it all, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go for this. And then what happens if it doesn't work out? The fear of disappointment is so supreme in the human psyche because, again, it goes to that whole failure thing. But let me tell you what, if God's in the picture with you, if you're working with God on a daily basis, you're cultivating that relationship, even if your plan doesn't work out in the way you're envisioning, you can trust that God is going to answer that prayer in a better way. And I will tell you that from personal experience without exception. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about thinking big. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Come on back.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. This is Living on a Prayer, Michelle Morgan. So if you're just tuning in, this here is my last show on Contact Talk Radio. I got some new big adventures awaiting me, and I'm pretty psyched and pretty scared, as we've just been talking about, you know? It's like, wow, standing on the edge of the cliff and trusting I'm going to sprout them wings, but you know, there is that very human side of me that likes to poke its little head up and say, what if? What if this is the one time it doesn't work? Well, I pray my way out of that as soon as I possibly can. So to find out what's next for me, I want you to log on to my website, michellemorgan.org. That is Michelle with one L, morgan.org. And check out the blog page. I used to do a blog. I didn't do it very frequently. I know. I have learned a lot over the last couple of years about a lot of things. So anyway, I'm doing my blog differently. And it is going to be the place to find out what is going on, as well as hearing from me on a really regular basis. Lots of inspiration, lots of great prayers, lots of great poems and stories and cool things to keep you online. And I really encourage you to be interactive with that. Click on the comment box and, you know, speak your piece on my blog. I would love to hear from you. Great fun to have everybody involved in discussions. You can subscribe to that blog, meaning have a link to the blog sent to you every time I put a new entry up. And you can do that by clicking on the link at the top right side of the blog page. And also would love to invite you to fill out the contact form on the top right of any of the other pages on my website. Give me your name and email address so I can get you on my newsletter list. And of course, all the past episodes of this show, every single one that was live, will remain available in the archives on the radio show page on my website, and they will stay up there until the cows come home. And I don't expect those little babies to show up anytime soon. So, back to thinking big. So, the song that was playing as we came sliding back into the show was Dream On by Aerosmith, an amazing rock anthem. I happen to adore Steven Tyler. And he's had, you know, this huge comeback on American Idol. And they did an interview with him recently. Boy, that man has been around the block a time or two. Anyway, one of my favorite quotes from anybody, actually, comes from Steven Tyler. He says, "I don't do anything unless it's a risk." Hallelujah. It's time we started risking, don't you think? So, in conjunction with your belief systems, what else could get in the way of thinking big? Well, family legacy, that's an issue. Here's a review of family legacy. We actually did an entire show on family legacy back on the 19th of April, 2010. So you can find that in the archives if you want more info. But review of family legacy, you know, we're hardwired as pack animals with a survival instinct that says we must be loved and accepted by the pack or we'll die. And the pack, interestingly enough, is represented by whatever group you belong to in any moment. No kidding. So, you know, the obvious pack is family of origin, but then we have cultural packs. We have, you know, friends, coworkers, neighbors. We have the, you know, people that we're standing in line with at the grocery store. That becomes a pack. It's a very interesting phenomenon. And part of guaranteeing that we get that love and acceptance we need is agreeing, however unconsciously, to carry on the patterns of family legacy. Okay? For instance, if your family has a history of failed business attempts or stifled creativity or unhappy relationships or ill health, you will have a deeply rooted unconscious impulse to experience and manifest the same thing. And partly because you won't have a frame of reference for anything different. And that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, you have to stretch your imagination. It's interesting when I'm working with clients and I'll, you know, say to them, so tell me about your ideal life. Imagine your ideal life. And I can't even tell you how many times I hear people tell me, I can't imagine it. But if I push them, if I ask the right questions and guide them, it's amazing what they can end up imagining. It usually freaks them out too, because they're convinced that they have no frame of reference. But in our psyches, we do have that longing for more, that longing for the divine. God gave us that longing. So amazingly enough, your imagination can find that. So you don't have the frame of reference for anything other than family of origin stuff. But another reason why family legacy is so impactful is because the pack mentality contains a loyalty clause. It basically says if we best the family, we're probably going to be ostracized or abandoned by them. And then that trips that. Hello, what am I trying to say here, Barb? I'm just as discombobulated as you, babe. The survival instinct. Thank you. That's the word. Yay. The crowd goes wild. So family legacies can have a lot to do with our ability or inability to think big. And another thing that gets in the way is reality. I'm air quoting the crap out of that word, reality, or being realistic. Bottom line, that's just fear. And besides, what a mixed message in our culture. I mean, please, reality shows are anything but. And have you ever noticed that things on reality shows are really big? Big drama, right? Big money. Like, seriously, some punk from wherever who all they ever do is tan and go to the gym. How are they going to afford to live in those swanky places, right? So the money's big, the drama's big, the ratings are big. Isn't that interesting? A little bit of a mixed message there, if you ask my opinion. So, reality. Don't be realistic. Or, was it the Dalai Lama? Yeah, Dalai Lama said, be realistic, expect a miracle. Yeah, love that. So here's another thing that can get in the way. Buying in to the collective fear. Heavy sigh. I've said this a million times. I'm going to say it a million times more. Stop watching and or listening to the news. Stop. Stop it right now. Stop reading the newspaper. Believe me, you will remain well-informed simply by overhearing conversations at the post office or the grocery store. You're going to know what's going on, I guarantee you. Most of the rest is, you know, conjecture and opinion and alarm-inducing manipulation. Love is self-sustaining because it's the nature of God. Unlike love, fear, the opposite of love, must be fed, housed, and nurtured in order to survive, pretty much just like its human host. And in our culture, fear is not only fed and housed, it's carried into the temple and worshipped. So if you surround yourself with fear-based, small-thinking people, influences, and environments, you're going to be hard-pressed not to become the same, honestly. At the very least, you're going to have to expend copious amounts of energy just to keep that energy and influence at bay. And that energy could be rocket fuel if you utilize it towards your good rather than waste it as defense against the negative. And it's really hard. It's really hard right now in this culture. I swear. I just, honestly, if I'm just out and about, you know, running errands in my day, inevitably I overhear somebody talking about, you know, how bad things are, how expensive everything is, how there's no jobs available, how the, you know, housing market is still crashing even more, and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? We're all still here. Isn't that amazing? And it's time to turn it around. It really is. It's absolutely time to turn it around. The fear thing has gotten so overblown, and it's the pendulum. The pendulum has to swing to the opposite side of the spectrum before it can come back to center, right? So it's time to bring it back to center by not participating in the swing. And here's another fear, actually, that prevents expanded thinking. And this one actually has roots in that whole family pack thing. Here's a very famous quotation from Marianne Williamson, who then, it was also attributed to Mandela, Nelson Mandela, in a speech that he did, but it was actually originally Marianne Williamson. She said, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Isn't that powerful? Here's the thing. Others may be intimidated by your big thinking because it triggers their own fears and their own perceived failures, and change is scary. And again, going back to that whole pack thing, whether it's your family of origin or your husband or your partner or, you know, your friends or what have you, when you start to change, and we've talked about this so many times, but it's really important to remember this, when you start to change and you start to move in the direction of your divine truth and the people around you are not, well, let me tell you something. You're not always going to get supported by the people who logically should support you the most. And that's because you're changing the role you've played with them your whole life. And if you change your role, that means they have to change their role. Change is scary. Why is change scary? Here's a review. The single greatest danger to the human psyche is the unknown. All right. That's the nature of addiction. We will do the same thing over and over again, even if it will kill us, because at least we know who we are when we're doing that thing. When we're doing that familiar thing, when we're in that familiar environment, we at least know who we are. And that equates to safety. No surprises, right? So change is terrifying. But you also need to trust that as you persist in thinking big and moving in the direction of those God-given dreams, that God will move the hearts of everyone involved. So healing will take place for them, for you, and then you become an inspiration. You really do. You absolutely become an inspiration. I will guarantee that. But persistence is the key on that one. I'll tell you something else that gets in the way. Just being human. Oh my God. Literally, oh my God. It can be remarkably and frustratingly easy to forget what God is all about in your day-to-day experience. That's why I cannot emphasize more the importance of a daily, deliberate prayer practice. You have to cultivate that connection because that makes it easier to remember. Even as much as I know, as much as I pray a lot, kids, as tight as I am with God, I can still find ways to make him very small in my everyday world. Talking to Liz the other day, dealing with some health stuff again, menopause, okay? That's been my gig for the last year or so. And let me tell you something. It's not necessarily a horrible thing, but there's some things about it that I am not enjoying, all right? And so I was real frustrated and freaking out a little bit about some stuff and working on some healing prayer work right now. So, you know, when you work on healing, what happens? You go through a healing crisis, right? Everything flares up so you can take a good look at it and blah, blah, blah. So I was talking to Elizabeth about this issue and she listened in this extraordinary way that she has. And then she just said very matter-of-factly, God is bigger than menopause. And it's true. God is bigger than menopause. God is bigger than anything. And, you know, you have to have that relationship with God so you can understand that God is bigger. And then you can count on that. But you will forget. You're human. You'll have your moments. Jesus Christ himself cried through temper tantrums and was utterly convinced that God had abandoned him at least twice when he was incarnated in human form. So I figure if the masters can have their moments, then so can I. You have to remember that your heart's desire is God asking to be expressed through you. The root of the word desire means from the Father. I've been talking about this for 17 months. God as masculine from a polarity standpoint, not a patriarchal standpoint. God as the ultimate protector and provider. And God wants you to be as big as he has imagined you to be. He really does. From that standpoint, you can be assured that whatever blocks you from thinking big, God will give you the guidance, the resources, the time, and the ability to heal those blocks. Not kidding you. He will absolutely do that. Here's another quote from Mr. Joel Osteen. He says, with God on your side, you cannot possibly lose. He can make a way when it looks as though there is none. He can open doors that no one can shut. He can cause you to be at the right place at the right time. He can supernaturally turn your dreams into reality. Amazing stuff. So here's a few more little tidbits on thinking big. We've talked about, you know, the things that can get in the way, etc. You got to work on your belief systems. You got to do the prayer thing. You got to expand your thinking. You got to use your imagination. And then you have to just work it. And I'm telling you something, it's a system and you have to work it. And so you want to work with affirmative prayer statements. I've been giving those out in this show this entire time. So you can get back on Facebook, actually. And you can get to my Facebook page off my website, michellemorgan.org. Click on the links box on the right-hand side of any page and it'll take you straight into Facebook. In the there's a notes section on the Facebook fan page that has all the back issues of my notes. All the prayers that I've ever given out on this show are on that page. So you use affirmative prayer statements, not, oh, dear God, please help me. I mean, that's you know, that's powerful, too, but that's a little bit limited. Affirmative prayer statements. It is my divine destiny to succeed, and it is God's business to help me. I expect and claim his divine help now. How about that one? Isn't that yummy? That's a Catherine Ponder one. It's either Catherine Ponder or Florence Scovel Shinn. I can never remember which one did that one. It is my divine destiny to succeed, and it is God's business to help me. I expect and claim his divine help now. And another one, I am as necessary to God as he is to me, for I am the channel to bring his plan to pass. God is powerless without us. Isn't that the most extraordinary thing to realize? His hands are completely tied. If we are not open to receiving the good that he has for us, he can't give it to us. He'll give us whatever we will willingly accept. If you expand your thinking, you're going to be able to receive a whole lot more of God. And he's going to be able to be seen a whole lot more on this planet. And personally, I think it's about darn time for that. Another really cool way to keep your brain in line envisioning is to literally use the tool of vision. So surround yourself with pictures of things that make you feel empowered, that make you feel alive, that make you feel happy, that make you feel inspired. Whatever that looks like. I'll tell you something. The Voyager Tarot, that's the tarot deck that I've always used. James Wanless created it, the Voyager Tarot. It's an extraordinary deck of photo collages. That deck, even if you don't know anything about the tarot, get that deck and use it for meditation and visualization purposes. The cards are amazing. The pictures are just incredible, and they'll inspire all sorts of amazing ideas in you. So, you know, pick three or four cards out of the deck that really make you feel powerful, make you feel like the things you want, and have them out where you can see them. That's what vision boards are for. You know, you cut out pictures and you put them on a colored poster board with affirmations on there. We've talked about that in previous shows as well. Do some things specifically. Utilize whatever works to keep your human self as much in line as possible. And you're not going to do it perfectly. You're going to wobble. So you use your tools and resources to the best of your ability to pull yourself back to center. It's not about perfection. It's about return. Okay? So how are we doing here? Well, we're winding down, aren't we? All right. Wow. I'm getting a little sad. Barbie, honey girl, I guess it's time to wrap things up here. I really, really want to thank Cameron Steele and the gang at Contact Talk Radio for such an amazing experience over the last year and a half. And I especially want to thank my girl Barb, my producer, my musical mastermind, for giving me the freedom to do my thing and adding such magic through the brilliant song selections each week. You've been amazing, girl. Seriously.
Thank you.
Have been.
Very teary-eyed now.
Yeah, I am too. I am absolutely too. So it's just been so much fun with you, Barb. So much fun. And you have quite the fan base in my fans, believe me. And I really, really want to thank all my listeners from the bottom of my heart for your amazing support, for helping me fulfill my own destiny, bringing God onto this planet in a truer, more accessible, and more magical way. It's time, don't you think? I really do. So get onto the blog page on my website, michellemorgan.org, Michelle with one L. You can subscribe to that blog, have the link sent every time I update it. I'm going to be doing that quite frequently. Click on that link on the top right of the blog page and you can subscribe. Also fill out that contact form on the top right of any of the other pages on my site. Give me your name and email address so I can get you on my newsletter list. I can't wait to experience this next adventure with all of you. I mean it. I want all of you on board with me. So I also encourage you to check out the offerings page on my website. It talks about my CSI program. You've been hearing commercials about that ever since this show began. And that is the counseling technique that I developed over the last number of years, 15 years or so. That's all about getting your parts and your belief systems in line with the divine. So there's information on my site about that on the offerings page. Also, the frequently asked question page has a lot of stuff about that technique as well. If you're ready to start, you know, healing some of this stuff and you want to be able to think big, then consider doing that work to change things. So I would like to leave you all with a final thought. Actually, four of them, to be exact. From Florence Scovelshin. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing is too wonderful to happen. Nothing is too good to last. And nothing and no one is bigger than God. So, Steven Tyler and Aerosmith are going to take us out one more time, take us home. This is Michelle Morgan reminding every single one of you one last time to keep living on a prayer. Take care, everybody.